Nilbaum is there with Tom Morris, heading back to the calls on the Nick Theodosi Prestige Cars open line shortly, because there's plenty of people on them. Welcome back to you, Tom.
You got me, Dwayne?
Yeah, got you loud and clear.
Beautiful. Now, Nilbaum has a coffee and he's a very happy man at the moment. Let's hope he's feeling the same in a few hours' time. What does tonight mean to you and the footy club? It's a year worth remembering for a number of reasons, but the first and foremost might be that you don't have Alex Ranch and you haven't had him for so long, but you still reach a prelim final.
We've kind of forgotten that in a way. It's been such a long time. Yeah, well, look, the sad thing and the tough thing about footy is that unless both of these teams win tonight, they're seen to have failed in their year, which is probably not that fair in a way. But, I mean, that's a lot of pressure on us, I suppose. But both teams at their best can win. So let's hopefully we'll be at our best and we're in front of the end.
The general narrative around your club for most of the years that you've been building and you're about to peak. To what extent do you think this is true?
Oh, look, we certainly had a lot of problems during the year, which really tempered us a fair bit, because we had a lot of good players out and we had to bring some kids in and we had to trust our system, and those sorts of things all came together, and we're probably in a far better position now because of it, in a sense. So, and there's a little bit of truth in that, but I mean, it doesn't matter how many games you win, the one you're playing right now is the only one that counts, so that's why we're all a bit nervous about it. But it'll be a great game. Geelong have been really good this year. They've been probably a bit up and down the last 5 or 6 weeks, but we've got a lot of respect for them. It'll be a terrific game.
But, I mean, no opposition would probably be worried or worry about Tom Hawkins not playing. I think it's a bonus in any time, but just the unknown factor about what they might go within their forward line. You know, if Tommy was playing, you know who would have gone to him, but now without that, just that unknown factor, and whether the Henderson, Harry Taylor, it's just something you have to throw into the mix, don't you?
Yeah, so sometimes the disadvantage can turn to an advantage, because we don't really quite know what to expect. And they got some damn good players, and we're not quite sure how they'll cope with Tommy not being there. But, I mean, Harry Taylor's done it. He did it at the end of 17 when he kicked 5, I think. So, I mean, that was kind of against the run of play and a bit unusual. But, you know, I think Hendo's played there, but not for a fair while. And they might even play the smaller blokes, which will put some pressure on us as well. So, and Redigalea's a terrific jump at the ball, so they won't be light on for jumpers either. But that danger field can take a few marks too. So, I mean, you're quite right. It's a bit different to what we would normally have expected if Tommy were playing. But hopefully we'll turn that to our advantage rather than theirs.
Could you have a more perfect build-up with your reserves? I mean, I just saw them training over at Punt Road and they're playing in the grand final this year. To me, that is the just one thing you always want. If you can get players you are training with the group or just part of, and then the bigger number train with the senior group, it just helps, doesn't it, with everything that happens. Even if something happens at the last minute, you know that you're fit and ready to go because of the numbers.
Oh, yes, and we've kept the two groups pretty close together. They train very closely together. There's not much differentiation, so all those blokes feel as though they're in the senior mob anyway. So if something does happen, they'll fit in pretty quickly. But, I mean, we have been lucky, and from that point of view, or well-planned or well-managed, whatever, we've got very few injuries and everyone's still playing, so we're in as good a position as we can be. So, but, again, none of that will count if we don't get up tonight.
Barmy, the Geelong coach Chris Scott was at his combative best this week, saying that he thought Richmond were a better team last year than they are this year. Damien Hardwick responded by saying that Chris was good at giving an insult without giving an insult. What did you make of the mind games?
Oh, I didn't really take that much notice of it, to tell you the truth. Doesn't really make that much difference, I don't think. But you can say a lot. I've always said that even home grounds and all that sort of stuff, I've never seen anyone in the crowd get a kick, and the Oval doesn't kick a goal for you. So, you know, it's really a matter of what the teams do against each other on the day. I don't think the banter helps all that much.
What did you make of the Toby Green fiasco this week?
Oh, yeah, it's taken on its own. You'd have to think that he thought he was some chance of getting the appeal up, because he didn't do all that much. But I guess when you put it all together, and you're not supposed to put it all together, I guess, but he probably was really lucky to get off the week before, and it looked like someone had given me the advice to really apologise for it and we'll give you a big fine and we still want you to play. And then he does kind of the same thing again. I guess it's probably pretty hard for him to let him off, I guess, but I don't know. I'm glad we weren't in that position, because we probably would have challenged it as well, I would have thought. But he's just got to hope that his team gets up for him, so he's got something to do next week, doesn't he?
Last week was the first go with Soldo and Nankervis. Did you like the way it worked?
Yeah, I've always been pretty keen on the two ruckmen for obvious reasons, but And I think Nank improved as the game went on, and I think he can do a bit more for us up forward than people have seen as well. And Doe's a, you know, is a very good ruckman, tall ruckman, gives us a chance, gives us first shot at the ball. So if we can get away with the two of them, I think we're better off. But we'll soon see, won't we?
Barmer, you had a bye in round 23, then you play a final, another break. Obviously, that happened last year too, and you got jumped pretty early on by a red-hot Collingwood. Did you do anything different just to make sure, you know, any match play, any of those type of things to keep the players right on top of their game?
Oh, we do that anyway. We didn't really reflect too much on what happened last year. It's really all about our preparation for this year, and I think, you know, if the worst things that happen to is that you get a week off and you can feel a bit better about yourself, I think if that's a disadvantage, there's something very wrong with you, I reckon, because we can train them as hard as we like. But we probably haven't needed to. Our blokes are in pretty good shape, and I'd be surprised if they're not ready to go from the first bounce.
Barmy, is there a chance, if you guys win tonight, that you might pull a player out of the VFL Grand Final, like a Dan Butler or a Marbia Chole, and he might not get a game next week in the main team, so he might miss out on playing the grand final next week, but he might also have to miss the VFL grand final tomorrow?
Well, we're not expecting to do that, but depending on what happens tonight, if let's say we're lucky enough to get up and say the odd bloke gets hurt, well, we'll have to really consider all of that. That might come into consideration, but we would prefer for all of those who are eligible to play, and they've still got a week to prepare, but it's too hard to really tell you that for certain at the moment.
Yeah. Is Sydney Stack a chance to play in that VFL game, Barmy?
Yeah, we think he'll play. Yeah, he's done a terrific job in recovering. He's ready to go. He told us he was going to get up. We weren't quite sure about that, but he's trained really well, and I'd be surprised if he doesn't play on Sunday.
And Barmy Pickett, it's still an emergency again. So how close did he get to playing a game over the past 4 or 5 weeks?
Oh, pretty close. He played very well in the VFL. He shows us enough. I mean, in reality, it's probably better for him to play next year because he hasn't had a pre-season with us, etc. But he's shown enough for us to be really excited about what he's going to bring to us.
Neil, great to have you on the program. We always appreciate your time pre-game. And good luck tonight. Not too much of it, though. Thank you.
And don't mention that bloke from Sydney again. What was his name? Alan somebody?